All right, Reaper folks, this
voice over off
is a friendly reminder for those who are not as advanced in Reaper to explore the wild cards menu when rendering files. If you're not familiar with wild cards, essentially what it is they are little chunks of code that you can put in that comprise the name of the file. So instead of it spitting out just whatever it thinks should be the file name, like track one, bass, stereo, send, stem, blah, 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 you can tell it exactly what you want it to say so that when you render out your files, it is what you need them to be named. So today, for example, I downloaded a bunch of files via YouTube DLG, a bunch of Let's Plays, and it was on one playlist. It was like 45 videos. The problem is that no matter how I set YouTube DL, it doesn't like to convert them all to MP3. It wants to extract the audio as whatever that source audio was. So sometimes it's Opus, and sometimes it's OGG, and sometimes it's MP3. It's weird. Anyway, so I load them into Reaper as a batch conversion and set it all to VBR MP3 at its highest rate so that it's still a high quality file. I don't need like uber high fidelity. I'm listening to these on my phone, but the VBR allows it to compress it down a little bit. Anyway, I load these into VoiceDream as a zip folder, and then it plays in order. But in order for this to work properly, I have to rename these files because in the name, it's part one, part two, part three. Well, as we all know, in naming conventions, for whatever reason, the computer sorts it as part one, part 10, part 11, part 12, part 13, on and on. Do you see how that would be a problem? So I don't need the names of these files as in what they were named on YouTube because I really don't care. I just need to know what the next one is. I need it to be in order. So using the wildcards, I told it to do file number. And it does a three-digit file number. So 001002. So when this imports into VoiceDream, it will be completely in order. And if it was not for the wonderful wildcards ability, I would have to rename all 45 of these to fit whatever name scheme I wanted. So, just a reminder for those who are new or still kind of exploring Reaper, look at that list of wildcards, man. It can give you anything you want. And you can do them in any order. So you could press the menu and say insert track name. And you could press it again and say year. Press it again and say BPM. It's really crazy. So just thought I would throw that out there for you guys. Because it's sure saving me a lot of time at this very moment. And there you go.
Voice over on. Screen heard on. Voice message. Voice message. Button.